Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 7, Text 22. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again, and thus made it easier to drink nectarian love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen, and in this way, they distributed love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's purport. People generally cannot understand the actual meaning of chanting and dancing. Describing the Goswamis, Sri Srinivasa Acharya stated, Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro. Not only did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates demonstrate this chanting and dancing, but the six Goswamis also followed in the next generation. The present Krishna consciousness movement follows the same principle, and therefore, simply by chanting and dancing, we have received good responses all over the world. It is to be understood, however, that this chanting and dancing do not belong to this material world. They are actually transcendental activities, for the more one engages in chanting and dancing, the more he can taste the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. That's a very blissful verse and purport, and certainly encourages us to chant, dance, and be happy in public so that others can benefit also. This movement began in the Western countries, began to spread widely with the main activities of the devotees for spreading Krishna consciousness, going out in the streets and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, over and over again. They didn't sing much else apart from that. They, in a very simple tune, they didn't know so many tunes, they weren't so sophisticated, and a very simple beat on the mridanga and simple beat on kartals. There were objections from police and supposed to be Christians and shopkeepers. We don't get that so much nowadays. Maybe one reason is because we don't chant so much in public nowadays. But even when we do, we don't get so much objections as previously. The Western world was different in many ways in the 1970s when the Hare Krishna, late 1960s and 1970s when the Hare Krishna explosion really reverberated around the Western world. There's much more openness to different cultures and so on. So it should be a very good time for chanting in public more and more. And generally we do get very good responses. However, there is from within our movement an idea that we shouldn't chant in public, because it gives the wrong impression and respectable people will just think we're clowns, they won't take it seriously, and in this way it's bad for preaching. That's the contention. Sometimes it's cited that Srila Prabhupada stopped our devotees going out on Harinam Sankirtan in India and engaged them instead in doing, well, that part comes up, but that they were engaged in the life membership program. That's not so much cited. Srila Prabhupada was concerned that people in general in India would see our devotees out chanting in the streets as beggars, because it was common, still goes on quite widely in India, that beggars chant the holy names, and they chant some bhajans, and that induces people to give them some money. So Srila Prabhupada didn't want that impression to spread. So he stopped it. But it wasn't that it was meant to be stopped forever. This is the Yuga Dharma that the Panchatattva themselves utilize to spread Krishna consciousness. It is the way of spreading Krishna consciousness in this age. Now in India, we go out for Harinam Sankirtan regularly in all different parts of the country. It's very well received, respectfully received, pretty much everywhere. Now, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada opens it by saying that people generally cannot understand the actual meaning of chanting and dancing. So accept it. It's a fact that we go and chant in the streets, and even though people in the Western countries are much more tolerant, well, it wasn't that everyone was intolerant previously, but people in general are more open to all kinds of things. But they don't understand it. Do we understand the actual meaning of chanting and dancing? What it actually means, theoretically we can understand, but what it means to relate to Krishna by chanting his holy names. But even though Srila Prabhupada writes that people generally cannot understand the actual meaning of chanting and dancing, later in this, well, just a few sentences later, he writes that simply by chanting and dancing, we have received good responses all over the world. So there were objections, no doubt, when we first started this chanting and dancing in the Western world, but Srila Prabhupada's overall impression is that we're getting good responses, and that can be gauged by seeing that people joined our movement, people gave contributions to our movement. Our movement became well known. It became well known as the Hare Krishna movement. And the words Hare Krishna became household terms in much of the world, or a household term. We're out to promote the mission and the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are hundreds, thousands of groups in the world trying to get attention for their mission and their message. But by going out in public, we grab people's attention. They may not understand it, they may not appreciate it, but it's hard for them not to notice it, because the very sound of it, it's people who are within hearing distance, they must hear it, and then our dress is unusual, which is one reason why it's contended by certain members of this movement that it's unusual and therefore respectable people can't relate to it, but at least they notice it. They know we're there. They can see we're there. Respectable people, whatever that may mean, respectable by what? Having a suit and tie and drinking wine and eating meat and having illicit sex. They may not relate to it. They may not want to do it. But they'll be purified by hearing it. And if we don't go out and do it, how are they going to be purified? And how are people even going to know there is a Hare Krishna movement? It's not that by not chanting in public that people will come to Krishna consciousness. We've had the concept of bridge preaching for maybe, must be going on for 20 years or something, in the Krishna consciousness movement. It hasn't worked. It's failed if we think that by this trying to present ourselves more like quote-unquote ordinary people, trying to present ourselves as some kind of new agey, wishy-washy, nice people, presenting ourselves as not the heavy, nasty preachers that we previously were. If there's some idea that this was going to make a new revolution of Krishna consciousness and so many people would take to Krishna consciousness, it hasn't worked. It hasn't happened. And then, even if we have brought some people to Krishna consciousness by scrupulously avoiding the method of propagating Krishna consciousness that was given by the Panchatattva, then what are we bringing them to? Because this chanting and dancing, especially, and going out in the public to do that, it is the Yuga Dharma. We want to bring people to the Sankirtan movement. We may say that by doing Sankirtan, we can't bring people to the Sankirtan movement. So if we do something else, then how and when are we ever going to bring them to Sankirtan? In other words, if we say, well, don't go out on Sankirtan, we'll bring them, they can just chant Hare Krishna inside four walls somewhere. Then they may chant Hare Krishna within four walls, but they never join the Sankirtan movement, and we're propagating something else, because Sankirtan basically means to go out and chant the holy names in public. And of course it means to glorify the Lord and to glorify Krishna, and that is also very much affected by the Brihat Mridanga, chanting the holy names with mridangas and karatals is one thing, and then going out and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, authorized books on Krishna consciousness. That is the greater mridanga. That also is Sankirtan. But if we don't do this, then, or if we tell them, no, we shouldn't do this, this is against preaching, well, what are we preaching? What are we bringing them to? Are we bringing them to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement? We may think that by bridge preaching we'll infiltrate the yoga and New Age movement, but we haven't. We haven't made a big impact on the yoga or New Age movement, despite going to yoga studios and just chanting with them. And some people, yeah, they like to chant, but then unless we tell them that your yoga mumbo-jumbo Mayavad mishmash is mumbo-jumbo Mayavad mishmash, and you have to surrender to Krishna, unless we start to preach that to them, then we can be nice and gentle and blah, 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 and all this kind of thing. But we're not bringing people to surrender to Krishna. We haven't changed the course of the Yoga New Age movement. Hardly made any impact. It's like we've lost our caste, but we're still hungry. Srila Prabhupada gave this example of a brahmana who was so hungry that he accepted food from someone of lower caste. A brahmana doesn't accept food from someone of, well, especially from someone who's very low caste. To do so is to lose your caste. So the story is there that he was feeling so hungry that he accepted food from a Shudra. And he asked food from a Shudra. So the Shudra gave him something to eat. But the Shudra, the Brahmana ate it, but the Shudra only gave him very little. And when the Brahmana asked for more, the Shudra said, well, I don't have any more. And then the Brahmana said, well, I lost my caste and I'm still hungry. So it's something like that. We've lost our own mission. We've tried to align ourselves with other ideas which seem to be more prominent and acceptable. And in this way, we've lost the force and the dynamism of preaching Krishna consciousness with full, straightforward faith in Krishna and Krishna's message. But we lost our own message, and we didn't even develop our numbers or our membership or anything anyway. So, we should go on chanting. Some people like it and some people dislike it. Those who dislike it, they need to hear the chanting even more. They need more purification. Who dislikes this chanting? Many people like it, some people dislike it. Here's a quote from another purport in the same chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada writes, although everyone admires the ecstatic chanting and dancing of the devotees, who are therefore popularly known as the Hare Krishna people, Mayavadis cannot appreciate these activities because of their poor fund of knowledge. Makes us think that those purportedly within our ranks who are against public chanting and dancing, they may have some intrinsic philosophic problem. Chanting will be effective if it's done purely. Now I'm reading from Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 11, text 95. Maharaj Prataparudra, upon seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees chanting and dancing for the first time, said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, commenting about the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, their effulgence is like the brilliance of a million suns, nor have I ever heard the Lord's names chanted so melodiously. Of course, Prataparudra Maharaj, he had heard the holy names chanted so many times throughout his life, but he hadn't heard such sweet kirtan previously. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, such are the symptoms of pure devotees when they are chanting. All the pure devotees are as bright as sunshine and their bodily luster is very effulgent. In addition, their performance of Sankirtan is unparalleled. There are many professional chanters who can perform congregational chanting with various musical instruments in an artistic and musical way. But their chanting cannot be as attractive as the congregational chanting of pure devotees. If a devotee sticks strictly to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily luster will naturally be attractive, and his singing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord will be effective. People will appreciate such kirtan without hesitation. There's reference here to pure devotees chanting. Srila Prabhupada writes about strictly sticking to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior. Srila Prabhupada so many times emphasized the need to rise early, chant 16 rounds, minimum of the Hare Krishna mantra daily, offenselessly, trying to be offenseless. Following the four regulated principles, there are so many rules of Vaishnava life which will help us to become pure. And the kirtan of such devotees will be attractive. It's not necessarily the musical cadence, which has entered our movement to quite some extent, the idea of being very musically adept. But that's not necessarily what is attractive. It may be attractive on another level, on the level of musical sense gratification. There's nothing wrong with performing kirtan very musically and nicely. We should try to do so for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. But when we become more concerned with the musical finesse, then calling out from our heart to Krishna and asking Krishna to manifest in our hearts and on our tongues and in our voices so that others may be purified, then our chanting becomes compromised. Srila Prabhupada writes about pure devotees chanting. Pure chanting doesn't necessarily mean that one is absolutely on the platform of a Paramahamsa. Here's another quote from one of Srila Prabhupada's purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada writes, "A pure Vaishnava is one who has no ulterior motive. He has totally dedicated himself to the service of the Lord. He does not have material desires, and he is not interested in so-called learning and philanthropic work. The so-called learned scholars and philanthropists are actually karmis and gyanis, and some are actually misers engaged in sinful activity." So that's the key, to not have an ulterior motive. One still may be haunted by residual material desires, but one should very sincerely practice Krishna consciousness with no ulterior motive. The kirtan should be for the pleasure of Krishna. In this regard, I just want to relate something which I saw just recently in one major ISKCON center here in India. Large temple room, Sunday evening, the temple room was packed for the evening arati. And what I saw was the men, a lot of young men on one side of the temple room and young women on the other side, and they were going back and forward, sideways, from side to side, in an choreographed way, like this, dancing like this, resembling a Bollywood dance. And you may wonder why I know what a Bollywood dance looks like. Well, when you've been in India all these years and you've been in airports and there used to be TVs at train stations, you get to see all these things. There were definitely sensual, sexual overtones there, or undertones. I felt uncomfortable. I was wondering, what is this? This seems to be more like Osho than what Srila Prabhupada gave us. Oh, unpleasant. Kirtan Melas also, this, not necessarily all of them, but in some of them at least there's this idea, who can sing nicely and who's got big muscles to play the mridangas and all. Better than Kirtan Mela. Kirtan Mela, if we actually come together and chant for the pleasure of Krishna, that's very good. We have a Kirtan Mela every day in our temples. We have Mangal Arati, evening arati, chanting and dancing. We can also go out and chant in public. If we have hundreds of devotees at a kirtan mela, we can take them out in public. That's yoga dharma, sankirtan, especially going out in the public. In this regard, I'm going to read again from another purport of Srila Prabhupada's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where naturally we can expect there's a lot of discussion about sankirtan, chanting and dancing. It's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining to the Mayavadis, who did not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's public chanting and dancing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them what he had been told by his own guru. He told them, "It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna." And I'm going to read from the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, Many fools, not knowing the transcendental nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, sometimes impede our loudly chanting this mantra. Just as the Mayavadis of Varanasi wanted to impede Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's loud chanting of this mantra. So anyone who wants to impede the loud chanting of this mantra, what does it suggest? They don't really understand the transcendental nature of the holy name. They think that preaching is something that we do by our own innate abilities. I am preaching by my methods. I will bring people to what I think is Krishna consciousness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method is to publicly chant the holy names of the Lord loudly. So reading this again, many fools, not knowing the transcendental nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, sometimes impede our loudly chanting this mantra. Yet one who is actually advanced in the fulfillment of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra induces others to chant also. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Krishna Shakti Bina Nohe Ta Prabhartana. Unless one receives special power of attorney from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot preach the glories of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The glories of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's glorious. Why should we want to hide it? Put your lamp under a bushel, to use the biblical example. As devotees propagate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the general population of the entire world gets the opportunity to understand the glories of the holy name. So going out and chanting the holy names in public gives the general populace the opportunity to understand the glories of chanting to understand the glories of the holy name. From the very early days of our movement, as our devotees were chanting in public, they would pass out a pamphlet called On Chanting Hare Krishna, because many people would wonder, what's it all about? We give them the pamphlet, On Chanting Hare Krishna, which explains why we chant Hare Krishna. And people come to understand. This is very serious, profound spiritual activity. And without public kirtan, how will people know that there is even such an activity? How will they be purified? How will they know about the Hare Krishna movement? So, taking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction that he received from his guru, Nacho Gao Bhakta Sange Karo Shankitan, Krishna Nama Upadeshi Taras Sarvajan. Dance, sing, Nacho Gao, in the association of devotees, perform Sankirtan, chanting the holy names. And by instructing about the glories of the holy name, deliver the whole world. So these two things, going out in the public, chanting the holy names, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, which gives the purport of the holy names of the Hare Krishna movement. These are key activities for spreading the Hare Krishna movement. There are so many programs that Srila Prabhupada had, Bhaktivedanta Institute, and farm communities, prasadam restaurants, gurukuls, establishing temples, reading rooms, so many programs Srila Prabhupada instituted, but these two, chanting in public, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. These are for propaganda, the word that Srila Prabhupada used. These are the main activities. We shouldn't cover that up. And the maybe 20-year attempt to cover it up has covered up to a large extent our public chanting and dancing. Our movements become so covered up that people don't even know it exists. So it's time to throw off the covers and come out again. Fortunately, there have been, are, and will be devotees who never subscribe to this idea of don't chant in public or don't distribute these books. They're going on with that. These are the devotees who will carry the Hare Krishna movement, the actual Hare Krishna movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, forward, on and on. And this so-called bridge preaching will go on. It's a bridge to nowhere. At best, nowhere means it's like merging into the impersonal Brahman, all this new age mumbo jumbo. Useless. At best, it's useless. So chant Hare Krishna and be happy and make others happy. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Janma Shata Kari Kora Upara Upakar. Make our lives successful in Krishna consciousness and benefit others by Krishna consciousness. The Vedic message, Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. May everyone be happy. That is possible by chanting and dancing. Chanting the holy names of Krishna and dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nitaya chunakam padayo nipatya kritva chakha kushatameta. Hey Sadhava Sakala Eva Vihaya Durad Goranga Chandra Charane Kurutanuraga Parivadatu Jano Yata Tatava Nanumukaro Navayang Vicharayama Hari Rasa Madira Madati Mata Bhuvi Vilutama Nartama Nirvisha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna